Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
We talked, I think, just briefly a while back about ticket sales being up in 2018 by 5.5%, something like that. And maybe off to a good start in 2019, because this Lego movie, too, probably going to do very big business.
Yes, I hadn't even realized that although this is the second movie, technically it's a sequel. There have already been two spinoffs that came out in 2017, and both of those made well over $100 million, too. So
those were similar to the original Lego movie?
They picked a character. They had a Batman Lego movie, had a Ninjago Lego movie.
I think I do remember that.
And then this is the official sequel that took 5 years to make, since the first one came out in 2014. And it's, you know, highly anticipated because the first one was so good. And I like this one just about as much. You just can't, it's so fast moving and very, very funny. But it's just so much going on. You need to see it like two or three times to get all the jokes.
So the plot, such as it is the Duplo invaders come to attack. It's hard to imagine Duplo being very, very menacing, but that's a little slightly larger piece than the regular Legos. But
yes, they're kind of babyish looking. Yeah. Like but they're outer space invaders. So,
Duplo is a slightly larger size Lego set for small kids. But anyway, they factored that into the movie here. So this is what I would call stop action animation, but of course it's actually CGI.
Yes, yeah. And I still can't figure out how they do it all. It's just so much going on, and they each of these have their own set of cameos by. This time, many, many DC Comics characters are in there. They've had Batman before, and they even had a whole Batman movie. But now they've got Superman and Wonder Woman with the real people doing the voice. Gal Gadot, she's the real Wonder Woman.
Right.
The Green Lantern, Aquaman.
So they have some sort of a walk-on.
Right.
People yeah. in minor roles.
Yes, and I didn't realize it was the DC Universe, and they even make some jokes. They say some things about Marvel Comics in there. It's just all going so quickly, and there's a Ruth Bader Ginsburg in there for a minute. I don't know. Amazingly quick. A lot of the critics have said they'd like the first one better. Most everybody had, because you can never get that fresh and exciting except that first time. But I think it almost keeps up with it. I really did look forward to the second one, and I don't think it's really gone down any in its ability to entertain all ages.
And it's rated PG, so it's good for kids and adults.
Right,
would think so. Right, and entertaining for adults just as well as children. Yeah. So it's the Lego Movie 2. It'll be in wide release, and I think it's showing in Greenville and Sulphur Springs this weekend. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. There's one that will not be in wide release called Cold War. And I found a lot of movies over the years have been called Cold War or something similar to that, Alice. But this is set in the 1950s in Poland and kind of grim, I would think.
But. You would think, but it's a musical movie. Uh-huh. It's all to do with, it starts out with a man who goes around and records all the Polish folk songs. And he's part of this big movement after World War II to get a traveling troupe of singers and dancers doing their native Polish material. Because as the country becomes totally enmeshed in communism, the government in Poland makes them not be just a Polish traditional group. They want them to be giving praise to the agriculture and making it all very
pro-government.
Yeah. And well, there's this beautiful blonde girl whose name is Zula, and she gets chosen, and he falls madly in love with her. It's their tortured love story that this is all about.
Is this a foreign language film?
It is in Polish, and it's up for Best Foreign Language Movie.
And as we say, this is not one that's going to be in every multiplex, but it's in the Magnolia, Uptown Dallas, and the Angelica, and some of the art
and
house
on Netflix.
Type. And on Netflix, too. That's getting to be quite a thing. And, mm-hmm. and the moment or two we have left, a movie I really want to see is Stan and Ollie. And I've been surprised that has not come to Greenville and the other places nearby. And that's you've seen that and you love that movie.
Oh, I did. I just was just enamored with it. And what a good job they did of capturing the two periods. It starts in 1937 when they're at the heyday, Laurel and Hardy, making one of their movies. And they show how they're doing that and the friendship between these guys. Then they show them in the early in 1953. And they go to England, Ireland and England, and they perform in music halls. And they're trying to, they do their old movie routines, and they're trying to get another movie made. And their wives come along, and it is screamingly funny and extremely touching. And the guys, John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan, are just perfect in the roles.
Well, I really want to see that, and I hope it does make it finally, too.
Hope so,
and if
too.
If not, we'll just have to go all the way to Dallas, I guess, and break down and do it that way. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.